Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry, where your host is Minister Sadie Elliott, and I am encouraged this morning. Before we start our broadcast, I'll say a few words of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for every person that were tuned into this broadcast today, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, dear Heavenly Father. Let it be something that each and every guest that come on, plus myself, say that will steer somebody closer to Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. And as we go into the Word of God today, dear Heavenly Father, on stubbornness, let us see where we find ourselves in stubbornness, dear Heavenly Father, that we can come out of stubbornness, that we can do what you have called and told us to do, dear Heavenly Father. We want to give you praise in advance for it, dear Heavenly Father. We just want to say thank you. We want to say hallelujah this morning, dear Heavenly Father, because you are a mighty good God. You are so worthy that we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. And for every guest that has tuned in today, I want to thank you so much for coming in. And when you get ready to speak, you want me to bring you on, just hit 1 on your phone, and I'll bring you right on in. And our number today for those that need to call in is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. If you know someone needs to tune into this broadcast, call them up. Tell them, I think this is a good topic you should be listening to today. And if you need to favor this program, just feel free to just favor it. So today we are talking about stubbornness. And a lot of people really don't think about that, on being stubborn. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about that. We're talking about stubbornness come out of pride. How many of you all listening in today have so much pride, we think our way is best? Or at least we want others to think that. So we refuse to give in. Somebody may come up or tell you a good idea that would save you time, money, and everything. But because we have been so set in our ways, we're scared to go out and try something different, something new, something we've been doing, but it may be an easier way to do it to still get the job done. Stubbornness is not a respect of others' thoughts or ideas. But when we know what God wants and refuse to do it, we show our stubborn, rebellious nature against it. Stubbornness is being unyielding, refusing to move, refusing to change. It is hardening, resisting to others or to God himself. Not only that, stubbornness is usually keep us from doing what is best for us. And thus, in the end, we hurt ourselves. We don't hurt nobody. We hurt ourselves. But today we're going to talk about refusing to move or refusing to change. And it's, you know, it's resisting to others, other than God himself. And God have told you how to come out of a situation. God have laid the foundation for you. But you continue on, want to go on and do your own thing. But today we're going to start our show off on how people stubborn in their relationship to God. Ha, my. And our first chapter today is going to come from the 8th chapter and the 19th verse. And here they're talking about then the musician, the magical, said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened. Y'all know about Pharaoh. You've read the story. And he hardened not unto them, as the Lord had said. He didn't do what God had commanded him to do. He was being stubborn. And that remains hard and stubborn. He won't listen to them just as the Lord had predicted. And that's what a lot of us are doing in our life when God have directed us to do something. When we see God working and refuse to believe it is God, you know that is so bad. So I'm going to bring on some of my guests this morning that have tuned in to the show. And I'm going to just press 1 on your keypad. And I'm going to bring you right in where everyone can hear what you have to say this morning. And we'll give everybody ample time. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air. We are talking about stubbornness this morning, and we're so glad you were able to come on this morning. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, you are now on the air. Would you tell our listening audience a little bit about stubbornness? And I have some more callers that will come on right after you.
Okay, that's a good subject to talk about, stubbornness. That's one of the things that God, as you said, about pride is along with stubbornness. But I was noticing something about the book of Psalms, David, how God was dealing with David about Psalm 32 and 9. And when David, this is what the Lord has spoken to David beyond what he was doing. It says up above it, the 8th verse says that I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way which you shall go. And I will guide thee with my eye. Then the 9th verse, he said, be ye not as the horse or as a mule, which have no understanding, whose mouth must be held in with a bit and a bridle, lest they come near unto thee. That's as plain as a mule is going to be stubborn, because it, you can't get a mule to do anything unless you just about, it's about like you're putting a bit in his mouth, but you got to have that mule to get under control. So if the mule is not under control, it won't do anything until you get it under control. So that's what God is trying to do to us, get us under control. Because when you're out of control, you do everything rebellious against what he said, or rebellious of what he told you to do from the beginning. And you got to stop when you look, like you said, looking back at Pharaoh. Pharaoh was stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't want to let God's people go. God brought everything up against the possible would change his mind. And
yes.
He didn't want to change his mind. He wanted to be stubborn in his heart. All it was, he was hardened in his heart. When you be hardened in your heart and you don't let God check and change your heart, you're going to be to the point that you can't get your attention to God. And you won't pay attention. You don't do what it says do. And you disregard God. You disregard his word. You disregard what he's saying to you. And if you're not listening to what he said, well, you just listen to your own theory about things, or you listen to your own heart instead of listening to the heart of God. God won't change your heart. And if he can't bridle you, he can't put a bit in you and try to bridle you, you're still stubborn. You're hard. You don't want to be submissive. You don't want to be to the point that you want to be down where God wants you to be at in him, that you be blessed of him. You lose your blessing that way. If you don't part to God, you don't listen to him, you're going to lose your blessing, because you're going the opposite way. And you want to do it your way. You got set. People got set in ways. But if they're not setting with God, it will not mean nothing, because
you're going
to be in trouble. You're going to fall somewhere. You're going to have a fault. You're going to have a lot of errors in your life. You'll make errors. You're going to make errors.
That's true.
You can't be God. You don't have no God. You lost the God. God, he's supposed to be your God, but yet you refuse to let him guide you. So you're hardened to what he said. It's like Pharaoh. He hardened to what God said, what he's going to do to him if he didn't turn. And he refused to turn because he was set in his way. He's not. He got that pride in him. When he got the pride in him, you boast in yourself. You want to be Mr. Macho, but God, he's not the Mr. Macho. He'll bring you down to, he'll break you one way or the other.
Yes,
you
he will. All right.
He's got to ride down. It's just a timing. You can't bust the dog. Ain't no way you can bust the dog, because God, he knows what's in you. He knows exactly what will change the person's mind. Otherwise, if he can change the mind of the people, well, the people would be still set in their same way. They wouldn't know who's. They really wouldn't reverence the God, because they wouldn't know the God. They were set to the point they were working to an idol type God. They wouldn't know what the God that they said. They wouldn't even know how to get in touch with him. But see, God, he got ways for us to go by. He got ways for us to be set. We don't go in our ways, but we go in the ways of God. He said, in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he'll direct your path. And then,
he will.
In the book of Psalms, 78:8. There's another passage of scripture out here. It says, and might not be as their father, that they not be as their father. He says, stubborn, and they rebellion, a rebellious generation. We are in a rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart. This is a generation not setting their heart. They're not setting their heart right. At right, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. That explains something very important about your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And how you set in God. And this generation right here is a rebellious generation. It's a heart. Now, a lot of people now looking at the generation, the outside generation. But it's not talking about only the outside generation. You're talking about the church. The people in the church have a rebellious and stiff-necked, hard people. People that refuse to be subject to God. They rather be stubborn in their ways, set in their ways. And when you're set in your ways, you can't acknowledge the word of God. And the word of God will not work in your favor until you obey God. You can
say it.
You can preach it. But are you doing what it tells you to do, or you still got to set your way?
All right.
Somebody what to do, but are you doing what it tells you to do?
That's right.
But are we doing what we're supposed to do? So we can't exempt ourselves, because that same measurement that you put out to them, that measurement come back unto you, because you're the first fruit taker of it. We got to clean our act up. We got to do what we got to put, then rebel to God. That rebellious, that's showing how much you're not interested, you're not being subject to God. You let your ways set. And when you let your ways set, you're forgetting about where you come from. Where you've got to pick you up at and where you brought you from. And you get boasting in yourself. You get pride in you, but pride is subject to fall. You're going to fall somewhere in your life. You're going to fall because you can't go ahead of God. You got to stay with God. If God says you're with him, now he's going to be with you until if you get ahead of him and think you got everything under control, and you tell God, well, I don't need you no more, God, well, you didn't need me from the beginning, because you need God. God don't need you. We all need God. We all need this God. That this is a generation that we have to have God every day, not just once in the blue moon. We got to have nothing God. It's only him that gets you up every day anyhow. It's only him that gets you where you are. He can give you your mind. It's the mind where God gave you a mind this morning. He gave you a mind today. If you didn't have this mind, you wouldn't have nothing. You're just empty. You're just a being. But if you can get God to move for you, get God in favor of you. Now, these are things that God is referring to us. And he don't want you to be like a mule.
That's right.
Stubborn. A mule is stubborn. And then you got to do something to get the mule to move. If you don't do nothing to get him moving, it's almost like you people buck up to God and God trying to ride him down. God, he'll ride you down until you finally make up your mind, I quit, Lord. I'm giving up.
That's right.
I want to serve you. I'm tired of going through all this that you're going through.
Ha!
Why are you going through?
Yes. Stick a pin in that right quick, Evangelist.
Yes,
I got some more guests.
Yes.
Let me bring them on and let them talk a little while.
All
okay. 786, you're now on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you, Pastor Sadie. Pastor Variance, how are you?
How you doing, Pastor Variance? I'm so glad you could tune in with us today.
Yes.
I'm honored and blessed to be here that God, you know, is doing what he's doing for his children.
Yes.
And on this topic that you're talking about with stubbornness, I think, you know, we don't look at what drives us really enough. You know, what makes us make a certain decision, what makes us think a certain way about a person before we ever even, you know, get to know a person.
There you go.
Stubbornness is that issue. You know, stubbornness drives people. You know, mm-hmm. like coffee drives people to have more energy to do more. Stubbornness drives you to do what, you know, is ungodly. And, mm-hmm. and if you think about it, when we, like, if we go back to even being children, no one had to teach us how to be stubborn.
That's right.
I mean, if we really think about it, nobody had to say, don't share. You didn't want to share instantly. When another
mm-hmm.
child wanted to come and play with your stuff, oh, no, uh-uh, this is mine.
mm-hmm.
You know, don't you touch that.
Yeah.
Don't you play with that. That's mine. And
mm-hmm.
think about it. The child wanted to play with a toy that you weren't even using.
Mm-hmm.
But when they wanted to use it, instantly that became a problem or an issue.
All right.
That's
that
mine.
Is so true.
That's
you know,
not
we
your
have
fault.
Seen
it. It doesn't belong
yeah.
to you.
Uh huh.
And that's that stubbornness. And we do that the same way in the world. People out here are hurting. They're dying. They need God. And they need someone to share their personal testimony and their story with them. And what do? We let stubbornness drive us and get in the way. Oh, no, I'm not going to share
mm-hmm.
that information. That's my story. That's
mm-hmm.
my personal information. You know, that's my history. You don't need to know all of that. No, they do, because that witnesses to them that God is able to save them.
That's right.
Even in the area of our finances, Pastor Sadie, that's why we don't get ahead in life. Because
that's
we're
right.
so stubborn, so we're going to hold everything for ourselves and let it kill us.
That's
we're
right.
Hold everything. You see, the people with the most money are the most unhappy people.
They sure will.
They are the most unhappy people on the planet. Why? Because they're too stubborn to help other people. And when we don't help each other, when we don't do what God has already designed us to do, there's always a flaw. There's
mm-hmm.
always, God will touch us. When we don't do what he tells us to do, he will touch us. And
yes,
in that area, you find that you're unhappy, you're miserable, you can't sleep, you're paranoid. Why? Because you're so stubborn that you will not allow what you have to help other people. Because
all
why?
Right.
We got that childish, it's mine. That belongs to me. It's
mm-hmm.
not yours. You didn't make it, so I don't have to give it to you. And when we do that, we let stubbornness drive us, and that kills us because we won't do what we're designed to do, help each other.
That's so true. That is so true, Pastor Varian. And as you were speaking that, you know, that's the same way the people are in the church. Not everybody, but some. You know, well, I did this. This is mine. No, you can't have that up. They should share it, you know, or share idea with somebody, but they're so stuck on themselves and in tradition. It's not God. It's tradition. If a lot of them would come out of tradition doing it because they did it 500 years ago, 50 years ago, and God is doing a new thing in your life every day. That means he's working out something new every day, all doing today. So you should be able to come on out there. When he tells you to do something, just go on and do what he has called you to do. You know, don't be stubborn in doing it. Don't be like Pharaoh. And when I go right here back to my Bible on that, in the 9th chapter, Exodus, it was saying that in the 12th verse that, and the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had spoken unto Moses. You know, but here, you know, the Lord made Pharaoh even more stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
A habit of stubbornness, refusing to give to know God, may cause God to give up on you. What
mm-hmm.
what hope do you have then? If God will
yeah.
give up on you, what hope do you have? For being stubborn. You know, God done told you to do one thing. As the parents say, if I haven't told you one time, I haven't told you five. But you so mm-hmm. stiff-necked and stubborn that you don't want to do. And it's for your good. Don't you know? If they would have just listened to God, they wouldn't have had to go through the wilderness for 40 years. But harden of their heart and want to be disobedient, not doing what God had said. Look how long they had to go around the same place, the same thing, same mountain, whatever, for 40 years. And when you think about that, you know, and I was reading in also in Matthew Let me turn right back over to it right quick, the 17th chapter. And the 17th verse, it will say, then Jesus answered and said, O faithless and perverted generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. You know, a habit of studying it, you know, refusing to get to know God. You got to get to know God. And, you know, Jesus replied to this, your stubbornness, faithless people. Stubbornness resists to God and his ways is a persistent rejection of God himself. I do not want God to turn his head back or nothing on me. Lord, I'm dead. Lord, what is it you want me to do? If I'm not seeing, if I'm not understanding, make it plainer to me. Because I don't want to be in disobedience. I don't want to be stubborn. Because somebody told me, do it this way and try. I ain't going to be so stubborn in my ways from 40, 50, and 60 years back because they did it that way. But let me show you. No, I would be quick to say, oh, no, I know how to do it. And don't know a hill of bean. It may be a bad wreck up. I'm just using this paraphrase right ahead of you, where you going. And somebody may call you on your cell phone and say, right up to the where you going, it's a terrible wreck. Take such and such a street and go that way, and you can end up back to where you need to be. But the traffic is backed up. What you do? They don't know what they're talking about. Boom. You run right up into it, and you might be sitting 2 or 3 hours before they can get the traffic clear. But that's being stubborn just because you thought nobody knew the way but you. And, you know, I mean, God is just so good. We have another caller on, and I'm going to see if this caller ready to say something. Caller, you are now on the air. Would you like to say something on stubbornness before we go to our next thing?
Yes, ma'am, I sure will. Back up from the other verse that you had read earlier, Exodus. Okay, Exodus 8 and 19. Okay, then the magician said unto Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them, as the Lord had said. So even right here, he was already being disobedient. He did not do what God had told him to do. And it's the same thing with us. God is always speaking to us, but then as he speaks to us, we got to be obedient to his voice. We got to be able to do the things what he had called us to do. And then with this story right here with Pharaoh, his heart had got so hard. So once his heart had got hard, God cannot use him anymore because he was disobedient. No, he was not doing what God had asked him to do. And that's the same thing with us. We have to be obedient to the voice of God.
That's
right.
Obedient
to the voice of God, then we're able to receive his blessings.
That's
then
so
we have
true.
To do the things what God has anointed and called us to do because our obedience is not only that. God want to see if we're going to be faithful in the first thing, what he told us to do.
That's right.
And then if we are faithful after the first thing he told us to do, then he could carry us unto the next place in him. But you know, if we're not obedient after the first thing, we cannot go no farther.
All right.
Being disobedient, how we're going to be able to stop ourselves from going into the things of God.
That's right. That is so true. And also,
how we got to make sure our heart is right before God. You know, even how the Bible say, out of the issue of the heart, how you know the voice speaks. So, you know, we got to make sure our heart is pure and right with God. He cannot use us if our heart is not right.
That's right. That is so true, baby. That is so true. And as I was going through, I had also just picked out some things to bring to everyone that came on today. And my next thing on stubbornness is, what's the difference between stubbornness and strong conviction? What's the difference? And as I was searching the scriptures, I found in 2 Kings. If you have your Bibles, turn to 2 Kings. And the 17th chapter. And it goes from 13 to 18. And I read a few, and if somebody else would like to read something. But 17 and 13 say, yet the Lord testified against Israel and against Judah by all the prophets and by all the seers, saying, turn ye from your evil ways, keep my commandments and my statutes according to all the law which I command your fathers and which I sent to you by my servants and prophets. That's me, more than one, the prophets, the servants, and their fathers. You know, and here, you know, the Israelites would not listen. They was as stubborn as their ancestors and refused to believe in the law, their God. You know, it's some people like that, you know, right now, you probably, as I'm speaking, you probably, they probably pop up in your mind how stubborn they are, and they want to go back to what they did 20 or 30 years ago, then to what's happening and what God is showing them right now. God is the same God then as he is now, but look how rebellious they were. They wasn't listening to God. And you know, stubborn is the result of foolish pride and that reject the will and word of God. Go ahead, Pastor Varian.
My God, I mean, you're working on us today, and you know, I hope and pray that we're all listening, you know, because it doesn't matter if I hear something. Am I listening to what I hear? Because if I'm not listening to what I hear, it cannot penetrate me. It can't, you know, come through my mind and make me think about what I'm doing or think about what I'm saying or think, you know, before I get ready to do something like, hey, you know what? Am I doing this for the right reason? Am I doing this because I want to do it, or I love people, or I love God, or am I doing this because I'm just stubborn and set in my ways, and I don't want anybody to tell me anything? I don't want, you know, anybody to be able to give me some type of advice because I know everything. And you know, if I know everything, then there's no way you can tell me anything. There's no way you can actually give me any advice. There's no way you can say, hey, well, you know, the pants you have on has a looks like it has a tear at the bottom. I won't even look at the bottom of my pants to see if it has a tear because I don't believe you know anything. You're not, you don't even know what you're looking at, what you're seeing. There's no tear in my pants, and there may actually be a tear in my pants. When looking for jobs, you know, the enemy uses that stubbornness that drives us. When looking for jobs, I had a friend of mine who was looking for jobs, and he would only look for a specific type of job. And I said, why don't you go look for other type of jobs? Well, that's not what I want to do. I want to do warehouse. I want to do something maybe like janitorial. Okay, that may be what you want to do, but right now those people are not hiring. They're hiring for customer service. Well, I don't want to do customer service. I don't want to talk. Okay, but look, if you don't do it, you don't eat. You don't have a roof over your head. You don't have clothes on your back. You don't have food in your stomach. You don't have a place to rest and lay. Are you telling me you are so stubborn that you would rather look for a job that you know they're not even hiring in and continue to only want that type of job than to take a job that is actually hiring, that will hire you, there's a position available where you can be able to take care of yourself? That's stubbornness. And that's pride. You can't get anywhere like that. If they're not hiring in the car dealership, and I want to work in a car dealership, but they're actually hiring over here at Office Depot, I got to go where they're hiring.
That's right.
I can't be so stubborn. Oh, that's beneath me. What's beneath? Is living beneath you? Is eating beneath you? I mean, is having a place to stay beneath you? I mean, is that beneath you? That's a problem. And that's why so many people who don't have jobs. See,
that's
nobody addresses that issue, Pastor Sadie.
Right.
Nobody addresses that issue. But you
and
have
so
many people that don't have jobs.
That's right.
Because they are so stubborn that Burger King and McDonald's and Wendy's and all this other stuff is beneath them.
There you go. There you go. But I know.
And
what
I seem to forget how. I want to eat. So if Burger King is the only place that's hiring, oh, that's where I'm going to go get a job because
there
I have to put food in my stomach. If Wendy's is the only place that is hiring, or McDonald's is the only place that is hiring, if that pays my bills until I can get the job that I want, I'm not going to be stubborn and go, oh, no, I can't do that. I'm not going, it's hot. I'm not going up in there. You know, I'm not going to listen to those people. you know, they don't treat people good in those places. Hey, hey, hey. See, all of that's going to keep you from eating and living, and you might die because you're so stubborn. Sad.
Hello? Hello?
I'm here, Pastor Elliot.
Oh, okay. I thought I got disconnected. Oh, baby, that is so good. And I know exactly what you're saying. It'll come roost right home with me on that. My grandson had been out of work for about 6 months. They had sold the company and everything where they were, and he'd been looking, you know, and all of them. So I told him last week about the job. And, just like you just said, I want this. I'm going to school for this. And I said, hold it. You need your rent paid. You need food on your table and whatever bills and your car insurance and all that got to be taken care of. You get the first thing that's smoking. Whoever hires you, that's where you go. It ain't no if and buts. There's time out for that. I know exactly what you say, baby, because I can show the test to that. And you can sure believe he working right now. He started temp. Ain't been on that one but a week. But now another person going to call him, going to give him food. But I said, you make one step, God will make another. You get out there. Don't be about you.
Amen.
You looking for this just because you went to school for this or because you've been working in this. I said, I work retail. I'm in my own business now, but I work retail 40 years plus other jobs.
Amen.
So, you know, now with so many jobs and everything closing up, we have to get out of that mentality that I don't want to do this, or you just want to sit at home and wait on somebody else's check to come in. You don't want to get out there and work for yourself. God said if a man or woman don't work, he don't eat. So you can't be stubborn to that. Everybody's not going to hand you everything on a silver platter.
That's right.
And if you don't get up, Jesus, and if you don't get up and help yourself, how do you expect for somebody to help you when they see you not helping yourself? And you get up.
Right.
You know, you just want to sit there and wallow in your sorrow, being stubborn. Child, it's time out for whoever listening.
Right.
It's time out to come out of that stubbornness, because God has a blessing for you. And you're not going to get the blessing staying in your stubborn ways. You got to get up out of that. Let God, Lord, know, I'm sorry. Repent to God. Let him know, God, whatever you're, because he may tell you, just like he told me, it's time for you to come out of retail. I had did different other little jobs, but the main ones was retail. He said, it's time to come out from there. I have something else for you, daughter, to do. I come out without a hesitation, but that was when God spoke. I came out without a hesitation. I didn't sit down begging and bragging. I wasn't sitting down there looking for this one to send me this one to bring me this one to go pay that. I said, God, you show me. I work with my hands, things that I make, sewing all that. I couldn't be stubborn until God opened that door. I continue on working. I continue on doing what he said do. And, you know, God is blessing now. I don't even have to leave home. Guess on the line. God is sending stuff right here to my house. Calling me on the phone, former jobs and things. People know what I do. People want me to do this, cook, bake, whatever, you know, soap. I don't even have to leave the house. And one part of my time, I was getting all the papers, you know, that was free. I wasn't being stubborn. I said, God, you say, I'm calling you back on your word, what you said in your word. And I'm going to stand on what you said in the word. I'm not standing on flesh or Sadie. I'm standing on you. This is what you say. Now, this chapter say, thus and so, thus and so. Now, God, you wrote this, and you left it for us to read. Now, God, to me, what that means, isn't it saying this? That's what you're telling me to do? But, Lord, it's not coming to pass. All right, God, you know, I ain't going to sit there and be stubborn. I'm not going to be like Pharaoh and harden my heart. Oh, no. And figure nobody else can do it but me, or nobody else can say it better than me. Oh, no, because God didn't give one gift to everybody. He didn't give one talent to everybody.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that stubbornness, everybody needs to, that experiencing it now in their life, they need to come out of it. Because we have to know the difference between stubbornness and strong conviction. And, you know, as I was reading it, and Joshua, the 14th chapter, let me see, I don't want to go ahead of myself. I'll go to, I think I read 2 Kings 17, so I'll go to Joshua 14, 6 through 12, and they can read it at their leisure for time. But for the most of, for my part, I followed the Lord my God completely, so that Moses promised me. See, Moses was doing what God told him to do. And when we follow God and follow his commandment on what he has told us to do, we won't be stubborn, trying to do our own thing and getting behind the eighth ball. You know, and also in this chapter, Caleb's conviction was based on the promise of God, not his own pride. And we got to put pride aside. We have to put pride aside because some people have so much pride, they need a plate of food to eat. But rather than let you know, if the Holy Ghost haven't dropped it in your spirit at the time to let you know this person don't have any food, and God will drop it in you and take it to them. And they will say, I didn't tell nobody I didn't have no food. I was hungry, but I had been asking God. They had to lay it out aside. They said, God, I need thus and so. I don't have the finances. Lord, would you send it? He didn't tell you who he was going to send it by and how it was going to come. But that's when you let pride go out the window and come subjected to God. Just let that stubbornness die in you. I ministered in the prison all this week, from Sunday, two different prisons, Monday, last night, and again this Friday. And I see so many men and women that keep going back on cause their stubbornness, while they're trying to tell them what they to do and how to do it to help themselves. But all they can see is being staying in the same boat that they've been in. Instead of saying, wait a minute, let me try this here. The word of God is true. I done tried everything. Let me try Jesus. And so, you know, what's the difference between stubbornness and strong conviction? I hope somebody got that today. And from Daniel's chapter 1 and 8, it say, but when Daniel learned that the law had been signed, he went home and knelt down as usual in his upstairs room. Huh. Now, you know, here Daniel's conviction about prudence and prayer was based on self-preservation, but on obedience to God. And that's what we have to do. We have to be obedient to God. We just can't just, you know, I just love Jesus, and I'm stuck on the word of God. Everything in that word, I believe what it says from cover to cover. And in our life, we have to really read what the word says. And I even remember we on the prayer line this morning. It was a chapter that was brought to our attention to read this morning. And, I mean, after you started reading that, you had to search yourself and say, is that me? Do I have a lying tongue? And do I have hatred? Do I have evil? Do it, God see me going doing evil things to my neighbor and so forth? And that stubbornness, we have to come out of that. We have to come out of that.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. My next thing to y'all today, how do I know when I am being stubborn? Jesus. How do I know when I am being stubborn? And while y'all thinking on that, I'm going to go back to Exodus right quick, and I'm going to read Exodus 8. And on 8, and the verse 15 through 19. And it was saying on 15, it said, but when Pharaoh saw that there was respect, he hardened his heart and hardened not unto them as the Lord had said. And on 16, it said, this is talking about the plagues of the lice, about the different plagues, how the Lord had put the plagues of Pharaoh being hard, being so hard. And that if people don't know that, with you being hardened to do what God says, things will happen. And the Lord said unto Moses, say unto Aaron, stretch out thy rod, and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. In the 17th verse said, and they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hands with his rod and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man and in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout the land of Egypt. And, you know, you could read on. But here, you know, Pharaoh saw that the, you know, even with the lice, the frogs come. They were gone. He hardened his heart. Each time God sent a plague, he refused to listen to Moses and Aaron, just as the Lord had predicted. How many times, radio listening, have you refused to listen to God, the man of God, the woman of God, something God has sent to you to give you direction? How many times have you refused? Huh? You know, stubbornness is refusing to admit the truth, even in the face of overwhelming evidence. God show you, but you refuse to believe it. I know somebody else want to talk on that.
Pastor Sadie?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, what you just touched on just then, I believe we really need to take a closer look at what you said, because when we're not willing to listen, just like if you, and I want to use this, so this, it comes right out of the Bible, it's stubbornness.
Mm-hmm.
When you believe somebody has hurt you or harmed you or done something wrong to you, whether that person really did it or not, in your mind, they did it. So now when this person comes to you and they say, listen, I'm sorry, you know, please forgive me, I shouldn't have done it, you know, whether they're wrong or not, people will, you know, humble themselves and say, listen, I'm sorry, you know, I was wrong, you know, I apologize, can you forgive me?
Mm-hmm.
If you don't turn around and forgive that person, unforgiveness, the root of unforgiveness is stubbornness.
Ah, yes.
Because I don't want to forgive you. I don't want you to be forgiven. I don't want to be good to you. I don't want to be nice to you, because I believe you don't deserve it. I believe you hurt me, you harm me, you wrong me, and what you are, what should happen to you is something bad should happen to you.
Hmm.
Something, you know, terrible should happen. And that's why I won't forgive you, because I want vengeance. You know, I want revenge. I don't, you know, have that goodness in my heart for you. But what's in my heart is what comes out, and that's the reason why I have not forgiven. And that's the truth.
Ah. Yes, Lord.
And we don't deal with that either. We don't deal with that part of the real reason why we don't forgive people. Oh, it's not because they were so wrong and so horrible. We've done some things that were not right to people. But the real reason why we don't forgive somebody who we think hurt us is because we're stubborn. We don't want to forgive them. We don't want to hear, you know, if somebody says, oh, I'm sorry. No, you're not sorry. You did it on purpose. You wanted to hurt me. You wanted to do this. You wanted to do that. And so we don't forgive them. But not because they did not sincerely apologize, because we don't want to give them forgiveness. That's stubbornness.
Yes, yes. And so many times, like you were saying, Pastor Varian, oh, so many people do that. And it's so easy to say, I'm sorry, forgive me, when you know you was wrong. But you're so stubborn, you rather just sulk in your own misery. Like say, company, love misery, love company. And you just rather just stay there in that position. Then you're wondering why you're not being blessed. You're wondering why you can't move forward like everybody else.
Right.
Because you're sitting there being stubborn, stuck in your ways. You know everything. You're the only one got all the answers. You know, nobody can tell you anything. And, you know, that's bad to be. That's a bad way to be.
That's true.
Miss Oklahoma, I know you have something to say.
I'm just receiving everything in right now. But even with Pastor Vance saying, you know, that is so true. I mean, that is just really true. I'm just filling it in right now. But with the other scripture, what you have read off in Exodus 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Exodus 8. But yeah, I mean this just a pretty good lesson. You know, this something how you need to really need to understand, and so we can be able to overcome this. You know what I'm saying? Because God wants us to be free, and
mm-hmm.
so but this is just
right.
really good. Yeah, I mean it's time to be free. I mean it's time to come up higher in the things of God and come in higher things of God. You've got to be obedient to the first thing that He told us to do, and have you got to keep pressing and trying
yeah.
to come up higher.
Right.
And then also even with Pharaoh, you know, as he was being so disobedient, I mean, God told him what to do, but he did not listen. But then not only that, he didn't want to make it bad for himself, but he made it bad for everybody around him because of his obedience.
Mm-hmm.
If we are being disobedient, it's not going to only hurt us. It's going to hurt our family members too. It's going to hurt the people who are around us. It's going to hurt
right.
the people who
are
associated
right.
with us.
Yes, it will.
That's why it is so important to be obedient to the things that God has told us to do, and so you can receive the blessing. You know what I'm saying? If
yes.
I see you blessed, I want to be blessed too. But even with that, I don't. You know what I'm saying? I have to rejoice with God on things we had done for you, because I know everybody blessing the time. So it's gonna come off in that own time and season. So I need to rejoice with you right now, because I know mine's coming later soon. But I need
That's
to
right.
rejoice with you right now. I mean, if God is blessing you, I cannot get upset, man, because God is blessing you. You know what I'm saying? I don't know the things what you did. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how you have to win a prayer and see God for the things what He's blessing you with. But even with that, God is not a respectful person. The same way He blessed you, He could bless me also too if I'm being obedient and doing the things that God has called me to do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about it. Everybody cannot get blessed at the same time.
That's right. That's right.
Everything comes by time and season.
That's right. And that is so true. Minister Tanya, that is so true. I'm going to have Evangelist Brian come in for a hot second, and we're going to go to the next one because we don't have that much time. But I just want to thank God for you all. And like you say, so many people envy other people's blessing. Don't do that, whoever listening in today. Thank God. Rejoice with them. So when your time come around, they can rejoice with you. You know, we have a saying that we say favor ain't fair, because you don't know what that person went through when God blessed them. You don't know what, and you know, I was listening to a man last night in the prison, and he was just saying how all the things he had done bad while he was on the outside. And he was saying he didn't understand his mom and them. Every time he go to the commissary, he got money on his book. To get in these books to buy anything he want from the commissary, how he started getting letters from people and stuff like that. He said, and I mistreated them people. I done this and I done that. And I happened to have been talking about blessings last night. And I was to tell him, and I took him to a scripture, you know, favor ain't fair. It was time for you to be blessed, because nobody know what you was doing and saying in your prayer time with God. You went to God and repented. So nobody can be mad with you. And he's saying, every time I turn around, I'm being blessed here in the prison. How God is steadily blessing me. He said, it scares me how I'm really blessed, and I feel I don't even deserve it. He was a man in prison feeling he didn't even deserve to be blessed, and God was steadily blessing him. And he was just standing up there crying and trying to get it out. So, you know, we just need to thank God for everything that He gives us. Evangelist Brian, you wanted to say something?
Everybody made a key point on everything was discussing about stubbornness, and that's something that every person has to examine themselves and see where they at. Are
mm-hmm.
they really love supposed to be, or do they have any ill feeling against somebody? And as the Bible says, forgive and share. You forgive. If you don't forgive me, will your Heavenly Father forgive you? So we have to have a forgiving heart, and
mm-hmm.
the heart, right? And that's one thing about God. He look at the heart and see what you got in your heart. We all need to examine our heart to see what we got in our heart. Like we ain't these messages that we preach. Everybody preach a message. It always goes to us first.
Yeah.
Where we at as with God? What are we doing right in eyesight
yeah.
of God?
Amen.
It's almost like you said, that's about like His will. We got a will with God. God planned a will. If His will is in us, we're supposed to do exactly what He tells us to do. But if the will is not in us, we won't do like He told us. So we got to make sure that it's God's will, God. And we got his will inside of us. We obey his will. We won't obey our own will because our own will gets us in trouble all the time because we've been stubborn. We're hard. We don't have it like God wants to have it. But when you got his will inside of you, he changes things. He changes things then because you're in the will of him and you letting him teach you and showing you how to do things in order to please him in God's sight. Everybody's not going to be in agreement with your life because of how you live. But if you got a productive life in God's will, they will see the things in you like God would want them to see. That's what we're supposed to bring it out.
Mm-hmm.
What are we supposed to bring it out? When we got Christ life in us, we're going to bring the Christ back out of sin. We won't be deceivers out there. We'll be just like God wants us to be. We won't be liars out there. We'll be just like God wants us to be. We'll be
subject
to God. We'll be subject to things of God. We won't be no cunningness. We won't be no craftiness. And no swiftness. All the things will be as God will bring it out of. That's one thing about Jesus. He was a pure man.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do
Amen.
He was an honest man. He was a man of God that came before people.
Yeah.
People loved him because of why he had his, how he presented himself before the people. That's what God
That's
looked for
right.
us to put ourselves before him, that we can put ourselves before people. And people, they'll see your light. They'll see where you really live the light, like you said. They will follow you.
Yes, they
but
will.
If you're not living life, they will not follow you. They know
they
what
sure
you are.
Won't.
That's why we got to examine
Let your
ourselves.
Light shine.
Right. We really got to examine ourselves. Where are we
That's
showing?
Right. That's right.
If the Bible says that now, blessed are the pure in heart shall they see God.
Come on.
The heart has to be pure. If no pureness, then how can you see God?
Yes.
Whereas if the pureness is not that, you can't. He said without holiness, no man, no woman whosoever shall see him. That means that we have to get a
Come
clean
on.
Heart. You got to have a pure, a clean heart. It's time us to clean our heart out.
Yeah.
That's why he said, work out your own soul salvation with fear and trembling. You know, you got to do some working on that's a hard. We got a lot of problem with ourselves. We got to do some checking in ourselves.
That's right.
Take that Bible and take that word and examine ourselves with the word.
That's right.
And then we judge ourselves that we won't be judging God. We judge ourselves by the word. We can't judge nobody else. We got to judge ourselves. We got to judge who we are in God.
That's right.
God expects us to do that. He expects you to examine yourself daily. Because we examine yourself in the faith. Examine yourself where you are short at. Examine yourself as righteous before God.
That's true.
The will. If the will is not in the will of God, you cannot examine nobody. You got to get the will of God and knowing that compassion is there. That love is there. Godly love is all wrapped up in the will. But thy will, that's almost like Jesus said with Gethsemane, he said, if it's thy will, God, let this cup pass from me. Now, if you had let that cup pass from you and I, we would have a chance today. We've all been doomed. But Jesus knew he had to do. He was a clean man, pure man. He was just what God said. If he was that way, that means that we have to be the same way. We can't
That's
be
right.
no other way but the
That's
way he
it.
Wants to be.
That's
the
right.
We got to get this will inside us, the will of God inside us. We got to have that Jehovah Jireh in us. We get Jehovah in us. Jehovah is a title of God. A title of God is manifesting in you, the will. It's got to be in the will. Can't go no other way but the will of God. It's the will.
That's
it's thy will done in us. It's got to be the will. And that's something that is really, that troubles me about that, the will.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't gotten a lot to talk about it. So that means that I got to do some checking daily, and I ain't got it like I wanted, like God wanted to be. So once I get it like God wanted, he can do all the things he wanted to do in me. We won't have the problems that we're going through. We have to do it the way God would have it to be.
Amen.
So
Amen. I have a caller come on, and we have a few minutes. I'm a caller. You're now on the air.
Oh, this is Reverend Wynn. How are you?
Hi, Reverend Wynn. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing so well. Doing so well.
Good. I am so glad that you tuned in to the broadcast today. Did you have something you want to say on the topic this morning?
Well, actually, no. I kind of come on a little late, so I'm
late?
Just kind of
okay.
listening. Yes.
Okay. Okay, then we'll try to tune in with us next week. We come on at 10 10 to 11, and I think your time may be a little different than mine from here in Wisconsin, Michigan, but we'll stay in touch. I am so glad you came on. I want to thank all my guests that came on today. Thank you so much. We have 6 seconds, 3 seconds left. I want to tell everybody, thank you so much for being on the show, because this was a very good topic. And next week, y'all want to come on, we're going to be talking about thankfulness.
Amen.
Thankfulness. I know y'all have a lot to thank God for. Y'all could talk on thankfulness all day long. I just might increase the time on that one so everybody can say something on thankfulness. But I want to tell every one of my guests, thank you so much, Minister Tanya, Vanessa Bryan, Pastor Valance, and Reverend Wynn, Dollar Wynn. Thank you so much for coming on, making the show. And I also want to thank Eternity that came on. They didn't say anything. They just wrote in to me. But thank you. You all come back. And if you notice that in yourself this week, any stubbornness, ask God to take it out. Because we all have went that way. We all had to clean up something inside of us. We go to God daily and ask him, just like that looking glass. We look at ourselves in the mirror and say, God, whatever's in me, take it out. If this is in me, pride, whatever, stubbornness, whatever it is that you know don't line up with God, ask God to remove it and work on it. And y'all have a wonderful and a blessed week. I love each and every one of you all and hope to be with you all online next week, same time, same station. Be blessed.
God bless. Bye-bye.
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 Hello? Oh. Hello.